Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today with highs around 89. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows around 63. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 94. Temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-90s to near 100. Slight chance of thunderstorms Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update, sponsored by Gray Local Media.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are your latest headlines from 12 News. Republicans representing Kansas and Washington, D.C. sent a letter to President Trump in support of Governor Kelly's request for federal disaster aid. It's for the severe storms and tornadoes from last month, including the tornadoes in Plevna and Grinnell. A Wichita man now arrested and charged in a domestic violence incident from last week that ended in an officer-involved shooting. A judge charged Daniel Gaber with aggravated kidnapping, among other charges. A Wichita police officer shot him last week while investigating an assault. Kansas State Treasurer Stephen Johnson announces he is seeking re-election in 2026. Voters first elected him to the position in 2022. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas State University officials say that a July conference on the use of artificial intelligence in agriculture is an opportunity to involve farmers and ranchers in the development of machinery that's transforming their business. AI in Kansas Ag will be held on July 22nd at the Ranch House in Linden, and though there is no cost to attend, anyone interested must register in advance, either online or by calling the Frontier Extension District at 785-828-4438. The program will begin at 1 p.m. and will run until approximately 8 p.m. A.J. Sharda, an agricultural engineer in K-State's Department of Biological and Agricultural Engineering, said feedback from those who use modern technology is an important part of developing effective tools because they want producers and end users to be part of the journey in terms of development and evolution of these technologies so that they have trust in these systems. Artificial intelligence touches nearly every part of modern agriculture, collecting volumes of data that helps farmers make important decisions that's related to soil health, cropping, grazing, spraying weeds, and more. And some of the tools of the trade include drones in the air and on the ground, satellite systems, data analytics, and virtual fencing, among others. The conference agenda includes a historical account of ag technology in the last 10 years to modern robotics, AI and its trustability, cost-benefit analysis of precision ag tools, revolutionizing livestock farming with virtual fencing, and spray drone in pasture management. The conference is also sponsored by the Institute for Digital Agriculture and Advanced Analytics program at Kansas State University. More information is available online from the Frontier Extension District at frontierdistrict.k-state.edu. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has arrested a former Cloud County Sheriff's Office Corrections Officer for child sex crimes. On Monday, June 23rd, at approximately 4:35 p.m., KBI agents arrested 36-year-old Bryce Burke of Concordia at the Republic County Sheriff's Office after he turned himself over to the authorities. Burke was arrested for 12 counts of sexual exploitation of a child, and the crimes allege Burke possessed and distributed child pornography. Burke served as a Cloud County Sheriff's Office Corrections Officer until March of 2025 after a search warrant was executed at his residence, and at that time, evidence was located and seized. The Cloud County Sheriff's Office was fully cooperative with the investigation. Following the arrest, Burke was booked into the Republic County Jail on a $20,000 bond, and the KBI presumed wants everyone to know that all subjects are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. The KBI began investigating after a cyber tip was submitted to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Anyone with information related to this investigation is asked to call the KBI at 1-800-KS-CRIME, and anonymous tips can also be submitted online at kbi.ks.gov/SAR. The investigation is ongoing, and the case is expected to be prosecuted by the Cloud County Attorney's Office. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that the 2025 To the Stars Kansas Business Awards will be held on Thursday, October 16th at the Robert W. Plaster Center in Pittsburgh, and the Kansas Department of Commerce is still accepting nominations for the popular annual award program, which recognizes companies and individuals around the state for the positive impact they make on their communities and the Kansas economy. Nominations for the awards will close on Monday, July 7th. This year's banquet and award ceremony will bring together leaders, innovators, and supporters from across the state to celebrate business excellence, and these awards are a testament to Kansas's commitment to supporting and uplifting businesses at every stage of their story. Companies, organizations, and individuals from any array of industries will be recognized, ranging from agriculture, apprenticeships, healthcare and nonprofit, Main Street organizations, manufacturing, small businesses, exporters, young entrepreneurs, retail, and more. This year's event will include the announcement of the Governor's Award of Excellence, Governor's Exporter of the Year, and the two newest inductees to the Kansas Business Hall of Fame. Individuals are encouraged to nominate or self-nominate their favorite Kansas business for a chance to be recognized at this year's celebration. Whether the nominee is a business owner, advisor, or community partner, as Commerce wants to recognize successful accomplishments that are happening across the state. Award nominations will be accepted until midnight on Monday, July 7th, and to learn more about the event and categories, to view past winners, or to submit nominations, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. In Nebraska news, on Wednesday, Nebraska reported its first human case this season of West Nile virus, with health officials saying the case is in the East Central District Health Department, which covers Boone, Colfax, Nance, and Platte counties. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services said no mosquito pools in the state have tested positive for the virus yet this year. However, the Department of Health and Human Services emphasized that not all areas are sampled. Most people who get West Nile have mild symptoms or no symptoms at all, but those over 50 and those with weakened immune systems are more likely to get seriously sick. Dr. Sidney Stein, the state epidemiologist, said in a press release that since there is no vaccine or specific medicine to treat West Nile virus, it's important for Nebraskans to take preventative steps to reduce their risk of mosquito-borne illnesses and enjoy their summer safely. Nebraska's auditor reports that state employees are still widely misusing state-owned vehicles for personal use. Auditor Mike Foley's office issued a 38-page report on Wednesday detailing what he says is a rampant overuse of the roughly 1,200 vehicles controlled by the Transportation Service Bureau. As described in his report, Foley's audit team tested a sample of 45 Transportation Service Bureau vehicles, and through GPS tracking devices, the examination revealed widespread personal use of the cars to places such as restaurants, medical facilities, residences of relatives, and many others that had nothing to do with the duties of the drivers. Foley's news release said that one Department of Natural Resources employee took multiple trips to a personal vineyard and winery, and another emergency medical services specialist for the Department of Health and Human Services drove a state-owned vehicle over 1,000 miles for personal use. Foley said the law forbids any personal use whatsoever of state-owned automobiles. Foley's office also touched on the amount of misappropriation of store rebates belonging to the employees' agencies, as multiple employees were tracked to be redeeming Menards rebates through their companies for personal purchases. This is the second straight year that Foley has issued a report outlining what he says is rampant misuse of state vehicles. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The U.S. Small Business Administration, or SBA, is reminding private nonprofit, or PMP, organizations in Kansas of the July 22nd deadline to apply for low-interest federal disaster loans to offset physical damage caused by the severe winter storm, straight-line winds, flooding, and wildfires that occurred March 14th to the 19th. The disaster declaration covers local Kansas counties that include Ellis, Graham, Logan, Norton, Phillips, Sheridan, and Wallace, among others. Under the declaration, PMPs providing services of a governmental nature are eligible to apply for businesses' physical disaster loans, and eligible PMPs may borrow up to $2 million to repair or replace disaster-damaged or destroyed real estate, machinery and equipment, inventory, and other business assets. Applicants may be eligible for a loan amount increase of up to 20% of their physical damages as verified by the SBA for mitigation purposes, and eligible mitigation improvements might include insulating pipes, walls and attics, weather stripping doors and windows, and installing storm windows to help protect property and occupants from future damage caused by any disaster. PMPs are also eligible to apply for economic injury disaster loans, or EIDLs, to help meet working capital needs. The loans may be used to pay fixed debts, payroll, accounts payable, and other bills not paid due to the disaster, and EIDL assistance is available regardless of whether the PMP suffered any physical property damage. The SBA encourages applicants to submit their loan applications promptly, with the applications being prioritized in the order they're received, and the SBA remains committed to processing them as efficiently as possible. To apply online, you can visit sba.gov/disaster. And the deadline to return physical damage applications is July 22, 2025, and the deadline to return economic injury applications is February 23, 2026. It's a busy time for farmers in Kansas with wheat harvest underway, so the Kansas Highway Patrol would like to remind motorists to use more caution and patience when traveling around farm trucks, tractors, combines, and other implements. Kansas Highway Patrol Captain Stephen LaRoe said that with wheat harvest season beginning, drivers will see heavy farm implement and truck traffic moving in and out of Kansas wheat fields and onto Kansas roadways, and it's important to remember that traveling around these vehicles requires extra caution. He said by taking your time and giving farm and heavy equipment plenty of room on the roadways, you can help ensure that you, your loved ones, and Kansas farmers will all make it home safely. Most farm equipment is not designed to travel at highway speeds and may only travel 15 to 25 miles per hour, and farm equipment is often wider than the lane of traffic, so extra room should be allowed when sharing the road. Caution should be practiced on all roads, but especially on busy rural roads with unmarked intersections. And some tips to keep in mind include to not assume the farmer knows that you're there, pass with extreme caution. When a farm vehicle pulls to the right side of the road, it doesn't mean it's turning right or allowing you to pass. Be patient, think of the slow-moving vehicle emblem as a warning to adjust your speed, and pay attention because when you're not focused solely on the road, you increase your chances of a collision, especially if you should come upon a slow-moving farm vehicle. The Kansas Department of Transportation will temporarily close both eastbound and westbound lanes of I-70 at exit 157 near Hayes on Saturday, June 28th and Sunday, June 29th. During the daylight hours on both days, the traffic will be diverted through the exit and entrance ramps and back onto I-70, and the traffic diversion is scheduled to end by 6 p.m. on Sunday, June 29th. The closure is necessary for crews to set steel girder beams for construction of the new US 183 bypass bridge over I-70, which is part of the project to improve the US 183 bypass and I-70 interchange. This project work began in the spring of 2023 and is expected to be completed later this fall, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Engineer Kevin Zimmer at 785-261-6132 or kevin.zimmer@ks.gov. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be partly cloudy this morning, then clearing with highs in the upper 80s and west winds around 10 miles per hour, which should become north this afternoon. For tonight, increasing clouds and humid with lows in the mid-60s and east winds around 5 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be mostly sunny and humid with highs in the mid-90s and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Friday night, there'll be increasing clouds with lows in the mid-60s. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be mostly sunny and hot, with highs in the upper 90s. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon and hot with highs in the mid-90s. On Monday, some decreasing clouds with a 20% chance of thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. On Tuesday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers in the morning and highs in the mid-80s. And on Wednesday, it should be partly cloudy with highs in the upper 80s. Currently, with fair skies, it is 66 degrees. The humidity is 94%. The wind speed is northwest at 14 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.94, and the dew point is 64 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20 and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas basketball has landed one of the top available international big men on Wednesday. Paul Mabaya announced his commitment to Bill Self and the Jayhawks. He will join KU for the 2025-2026 season. Mabaya was previously committed to play at NC State, but he requested a release from his agreement with the Wolfpack, and it was granted, thus opening an avenue that resulted in him committing to KU. Mabaya was part of the ASVEL organization in France over the last 2 years, playing mostly for the U21 squad. This past season, Mabaya averaged 15.3 points on 70.6% shooting from inside the arc, while also grabbing 11.7 rebounds and blocking 3 shots per game. He played 32.5 minutes per game over 23 games of the U21 level. He also got some opportunities with the senior team, which played in the LNB Elite and Euro League over 9 games. He totaled 31 minutes, scoring 5 points on 2-for-4 shooting with 8 rebounds and 3 blocks. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
don't want to have to tell you to buckle up, even when driving on rural roads.
I don't want to have to tell you to watch your speed, just because you think you're the only one out here.
I never want to have to tell them you're not coming home.
Lethal crashes are on the rise in Kansas.
Buckle up and be alert on Kansas rural roads and highways.
I'm sorry to tell you there's been a crash. Your son's truck veered over the center line and hit a semi head-on.
Your husband wasn't wearing his seatbelt.
Excessive speed played a role, and an open container of alcohol was in the vehicle.
The drivers in both vehicles were killed.
Please, take these words out of my mouth.
Buckle up, drive sober, and be alert on Kansas rural roads and highways.
Presented by the Kansas Highway Patrol.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.